Pally.
This was just for Tony. This is Rob Page, 14 years in the business.
Old fucking man over here. Fuck.
We get the ugly Rob Page. We're getting ugly Rob Page out of the way while Matt Cage gets all pretty and ready to go.
That's right. Somebody has to look fucking pretty here. Not me.
Yeah. You know, he's got a face for radio, so it's perfect.
I got a perfect radio face. Horrible radio voice.
And I think that's all we're going to do with Rob Page. 14 years of the business. Just decided to come over here and be ugly on a podcast.
Yeah, he's a fucking shitbagger. Don't book him anywhere.
Let me get this yawn out.
Yeah, let it roll.
All right, well, this is the Fully Loaded Podcast, episode 4. So if this is the Four Horsemen, this would be Arn Anderson, because this one's a really good one.
Yeah, I got Matt Cage on the podcast. Great guy, great worker.
This isn't a Steve Mungo McMichaels of the Four Horsemen. This is a good one.
Oh, poor Steve.
Well, just to cap off, we had the interview with Matt Cage before our event Saturday, April 16th in Detroit Lakes, which was ended up being a house of fire. So you'll hear us talking, and in the background, you'll start to see hear people piling in because he got there a little late, so we had to record it like seconds before the doors open, and then as the doors open, we were finishing up. So,
yeah, it all worked out all right, though. Hell of a weekend, Fargo, Detroit Lakes. Thanks to everybody that came off for that.
And, of course, this podcast is brought to you by Mob Red Productions and Sound. You can reach them on Facebook or Gmail. You can send them an email if you want to. If you're in the area, you can rent equipment, the Minot area, that is. You can rent equipment from him, sound equipment. And if you're a wrestler or if you're just looking for video editing or music editing, or I think you do custom music, custom entrance music.
Yeah, working on some stuff for a guy now. MobRunPro.com, that's our official website. Go check that out. Also, if you're an in-ring worker, fighter of any kind, MMA, boxer, wrestler, whatever, get a hold of us. We do t-shirt collaborations with a pretty damn good payout deal.
But not dogfighting.
Well, dogs don't usually have gimmicks they can sell on a t-shirt. Usually.
It's true. I just, wanted to clarify. You said fighters of all kinds.
Maybe we could work something out that way, though. Cockfighting, too. May as well.
Speaking of cockfighting.
Dear God.
The Matt Cage had one of your shirts. The pecker.
Yeah, free pecker.
Free the pecker.
Did pretty well on that one. Would have liked to see more, but,
we'd always like to see
new.
More. But, yeah. Hey, if you're a wrestler looking to make some money, hit up Mob Run.
Oh, sorry. At the time of this recording, we just started off the Christian Rose t-shirt project as well. So go check that out.
It's a pretty sweet shirt.
Yeah, check it out. You'll find the link on Twitter, Facebook, teespring.com/ChristianRoseT. Good stuff.
And then also we'd like to shout out to Suplex City Limits for letting us be on their channel. They have a weekly podcast where they crap on Roman Reigns and talk about how great the Lucha Underground is and so much more.
No, that's about it.
It's true. They talk about wrestling news. Very entertaining, and they just keep climbing up the charts for their podcast. Thousands and thousands of listeners worldwide. I think the other day he said, it's funny to look at the number of people who listen and know that at any minute during the day, someone's listening to his voice.
Yeah, that must be quite the sensation. Too bad we don't know what that feels like.
I think we do. I think we're climbing up the charts, too, on their channel. I think we're like, they have like 58 episodes. I think we're like, our three that are up there are like easily in the top 40. So.
Oh, well, that's neat. Cool. All right.
Neat.
Yeah, we did that.
Speaking of neat, we're going to pass this off to the interview that I had with the one and the only, Matt Cage, and then we'll be able to come back here and wrap it up nicely for ya.
Ugh. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. All right, well, this is the Fully Loaded Podcast interview section brought to you by Mob Red Productions and Sound. I'm with Matt Money Cage.
Greetings.
You had a very specific way you wanted to start this podcast because you hate certain questions.
Hello, my name is Matt Money Cage, and I was trained in Atlanta, Georgia by Mr. Hughes at the WWA 4 wrestling facility, and you can't get trained by Mr. Hughes anymore because he just stopped training people as of a week ago. I have been wrestling since June 15th, 2007, and my best opponent is most likely Christian Rose. Those are the generic questions that I usually get asked.
Shout out to Hughes, though. I mean, the guy's retiring, I guess. I know the Hooligans are close to him, and he's trained a lot of who's who.
He has trained a lot of who's who. Me.
Who else?
The Hooligans. Apollo Crews.
Oh, really?
It comes to mind because he has just debuted on Raw, so it's a fresh. But also, someone who's been on Raw for the better part of the last decade, no one realizes was trained by Hughes, Heath Slater.
Really?
He's pretty much the bulk of the talent that he has trained has gone on to some form of success, and that's, to me, that's awesome. I very, very sad when I read that he was going to be done training because he has done a lot for pro wrestling. So,
well, shout out to him. I didn't think we didn't expect that, but all right. You know, we had some questions on Facebook, and one of them was dream tag partner. Anybody in the world you could tag with, in a Fed, in Japan, wherever.
Christian.
Gotcha.
Not Rose.
No, I see, that's the
God,
thing.
God forbid that I ever get to team with someone that's not Tom. But yes, Christian, who is, in my opinion, one of the most underrated wrestling stars of all time.
You're not just saying that to get over with the other owner, Aaron? That's like
no.
One of his favorite wrestlers.
Oh,
of all
I
time.
Did. Well, we will be talking shop later. We're gonna crack open a couple of drinks and talk Christian.
See,
he is one of the best ever.
I wasn't a big fan of his until he went to TNA and he got to be like a true single star.
That's unfortunate.
See, but I liked him in tag. I just meant like singles wise, I wasn't a big fan.
You mean you weren't a fan of Christian's run in 2004-2005, which is when he truly started to get over, which led to his singles run in TNA.
No, I don't know what to tell
so
you. I just wasn't a big fan
until
I saw him in TNA.
When he became Captain Charisma.
I felt like when he debuted in TNA, it was a huge deal. And WWE never really let him feel like a big deal to me. And then TNA did, and then he took that back to the Fed. And
his overness in 2005 is what caused his, like, what caused his debut in TNA to be, like, to be such a big deal. Because he was, like, there's always someone in WWE, or any promotion for that matter, like, it could be Fully Loaded, of someone that's just, like, so talented and so good and is getting over. The crowd is responding, and the crowd wants them. They want this person to be their guy, and the powers that be will not push them.
Yeah.
2005 Christian is that guy for me.
Maybe the reason is I fell out of wrestling from, like, 04 to 05. That was my junior and senior year of high school.
Okay.
So I was out trying to, you know, get girlfriends and do all that kind of stuff. Unsuccessfully, I might add. But wrestling wasn't cool then, so.
I don't know. I've just always been a fan of Christian. Even when he was in a tag team, Edge and Christian or Jericho and Christian.
Is that why you went Matt Cage? Christian
no,
Cage?
Actually. that actually is not the case. Cage I chose because, well, when you're born, you don't get to choose your last name.
Well, that's a good point. All right, that's a good
point. Actually, I'm totally kidding. No, I actually was a huge fan of, this is a dated reference. When I first got the video game Warzone in 1998, it was the very first wrestling game that had create a wrestler mode. And, of course, I had to create my own wrestler. And I had to choose a name, and for whatever reason, the name that came to mind included the last name of one of my favorite video game characters, Johnny Cage, from Mortal Kombat. So then, Matt Cage became a thing. And then I got, like, the internet, and then this, it came time to, like, choose usernames and things of that nature.
Yeah.
So, like, it was, like, always something with Cage involved. And then people just, like, knew me as Matt Cage, and then when I started wrestling, I was like, well, you know, I might as well just stick with this, because it just kind of is a thing now.
Yeah.
So, that's why I did that. So, for anyone that's ever wondered why I have such a generic ring name.
It's not that, it rolls off the tongue, though. I gotta ask, because you usually start every promo with, let me talk to you. Was that a conscious effort to have a catchphrase, or was it just something you said, and then you just kept doing it?
So, I totally ripped that off from someone.
Oh, no.
As a joke. And it's funny because the people that are sitting directly in front of us as we record this podcast right now, they would
Jack
be
Jack Manley, Remy Marcel, Suede Thompson, Big
yes,
Duke.
My BWS crew.
And Jacob Austin Young's right here somewhere.
Yes, he's actually right in front of Suede.
Suede's
yes.
Blocking him.
Yes.
All 190 pounds. He wanted me to get that anyway.
Bulk Hogan, brother. Yep. Bulk Hogan. Anyway, there's this dude from on the West Coast. I won't put him over here because we don't need to do that. But anyway, yeah, he always, let me talk to you. And I was just like, I mean, he's not doing this anywhere else except for, like, this one two promotions here. So yeah. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to get it over. And so I totally just ganked it from him.
All right,
you know,
then.
Why not?
Like most things, they're taken from somewhere else.
Absolutely. And I never actually planned on, like, doing it more than, like, once or twice, honestly. But it did get over. And now I'm stuck with it.
So you've had a pretty red hot last about 4 months. Why do you think you've been just like, is it that you've come in as a performer as the best you've ever been? Or is it also a mix of you're finally getting in there with guys who you can do all this stuff with? Because we talked about this. Like you said, the last 4 months, you've had some of the best matches of your life. In Funky Monkey, you and Bucky tore it down. You've done it here with Darren Corbin and Suede Thompson.
Yes. I've always had confidence in my capabilities, and I've always felt that at any point in my career I would be able to, like, tear it up with whomever I step in the ring with. Obviously, if you compare, you know, someone who's been in for almost 10 years in to their work when they were 2 years in, obviously, yeah, the quality will be better. Well, usually in theory it should be better. But I think it's just a matter of, like, knowledge, you know, like, knowing things at work, knowing what works, what doesn't work, knowing how to interact with the crowd and maximize crowd interaction, get the crowd hot and into your match, and timing, pacing, execution, you know, like, things like that. It matters so much. It's not just the moves that you're doing. It's where, how you're doing them, why.
Psychology, baby.
Absolutely. And so, like, in recent months, I've been feeling it, I guess. I never want to be the forgotten about match on the show. You know, I always want to be the match that when people go home, they are, you know, hey, this is the match that I liked. It was Cage and whomever. This was match of the night. Stuff like that.
You get that a lot now.
I try really hard. And, you know, and one of the things, like, we'll use here at Fully Loaded as an example, you know, like, there was never a conversation where I sat down with the promoters and said, you know, hey, so I want to be, like, the guy that steals the show here type of thing. Like, you gave me matches, and I was like, okay. Yep. Let's do it. And
to your credit, you've always killed it.
I've tried. Thank you very much.
Yep. I mean, you can see, like, his match with Darren Corbin. I think it's episode 21 of Fully Loaded Wrestling, maybe like 22, somewhere in that range. And then episode 31 with Scott Storey. As a matter of fact, I just recommended that to one of my friends today. She just subscribed, and she's like, what's a match that would be really good for me to watch to get into it? And I said immediately, I was like, episode 31, 27 minutes in, Matt Cage versus Scott Storey is a tremendous match, and it really is.
Thank you. And that was our first match that we have had, and I really, really enjoyed it. I greatly enjoyed it. That whole weekend, in-ring-wise, was some of my favorite stuff, and one of the humbling compliments for me is, at any point, if someone has told me, thank you very much, that was my best match ever.
Yeah.
And there was a 2-week period where it was me and Scott Storey, me and Suede Thompson, and then the following week at Funky Monkey Wrestling against Bucky, where all
fantastic
three of them
match.
Said, "That was my thank you very much, that was my best match ever." So it's like, you're also only as good as your dance partner.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, if we don't click, if we don't mesh, it's not going to be good or great or whatever. And it's just very humbling. It's this. Sometimes I don't know how to respond. A lot of times I don't know how to respond to that, you know, because I'm the same as anyone else. I'm just a guy in spandex trying to entertain the fans. And
this wonderful sport.
It's an amazing
sport
thing.
Of kings.
It is the best form of entertainment, I feel, that we have on Earth. And as a performer, it's amazing and awesome and humbling to get the instantaneous gratification where if we put together a match and then we execute it in the ring, and then as it's happening, we look in the crowd and we see that the crowd is giving us the emotion that we want out of them at that exact point, there's nothing better than that. You know, you can be a movie star, but you don't get to see
It's like live theater.
You don't get to see that reaction from them. You just have to assume that people enjoy what you're
probably how Broadway actors feel. They get to actually see the reaction.
That's actually a very good way to put it.
I was going to ask you, who's a guy that probably not a lot of indie fans, who listen to this are indie fans, other than Bucky, because I guarantee that was the first name that popped into your head. Yeah. Other than Bucky, who's a guy that maybe people don't know about that you think more people should know about?
Well, obviously.
And all due respect to everyone else he doesn't name.
Obviously, aforementioned Bucky Collins, yep. Buck Nasty. But besides Bucky, honestly, the first that come to mind at this exact moment are kids that I think just have an amazing future in wrestling that I would love to just break out, you know, that I think have that potential. In no particular order, Connor Braxton, J.J. Garrett, and Paco Gonzalez. I think that they are just unbelievably talented. I can't praise them enough. I trained Garrett. I have been a mentor to Braxton since before he started training. And he trained with Seth Rollins at Black and the Brave yep. Wrestling Academy. And also, Paco was trained by Michael Elgin, and I've been kind of a mentor to him as well. And I just think the world of those three. I think they have so much talent and potential. And the sky's the limit for them. And I think that at this exact point in their careers, you know, kind of the developing, beginning stages of their yep. careers, it would be amazing for people to have eyes on them so that they could watch them continue to grow over the next, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years.
I'm a fan of J.J. Garrett's that gimmick he has, that character he has.
It's excellent. The swag gimmick. Yeah.
Swagamania.
It's one of those things that when I met Garrett, he, and I don't count this as insulting, he would be the first one to agree with me. He was terrible. Like he had all of the talent. He just didn't know how to tap into it. He could not spell charisma, let alone show any in the ring, out of the ring at any point. And once he like broke into that character, he truly started to shine. And now he's at a point where he, as far as that character is concerned, he really can do no wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's just whatever he wants it to be. And it works for him. You know, same with Braxton. He started doing the hoverboard thing, and it just got over. I remember him asking
me. Yeah,
I've
seen a little bit of him. I haven't seen a lot, but I've seen a little bit.
Hopefully you get to see more.
Yeah.
Like, I remember him asking me, like, hey, what do you think I should do this hoverboard thing? Like, I was like, why not? What do you have to lose?
Yeah.
Try it once or twice. If it doesn't work, then okay. That was two times that you tried it,
you know?
Like, just throw it at a wall, see if it sticks. And it blew up. He went viral, and, you know, now he's got something that works for him. And the shelf life is obviously not eternal, but for the time being,
it gets eyes on him.
Exactly. It allows him to stand out on a card where he could just be another guy, and he's not. You know, he has something that helps him stand out now. And that's, you know, awesome. So...
Just to switch gears to talk about you. Imagine that, a podcast with you on it. We're going to talk about you.
Shucks.
Do you take pride in the fact that a lot of people say you're the best striker, one of the best strikers in the Indies? And I'd put you up there with, like, some of the very best. And I've told you that before. I'd put you up there with guys like, you know, Tommy End and Timothy Thatcher, who are, like, they'll hit you as hard as, you know, a ton of breaks, but you're right there with them.
Yes and no. Because style is only so much, and I'm sorry, I was distracted. I thought that Stephen King was about to powerbomb someone just on the floor. This is not during the show. Anyway, I like
right on the concrete. He should have done it. That'd have been cool.
I feel that okay. The thing that gets me is when people that I strongly value their opinion, veterans of the game and things like that, guys who have been around or been to the dance and stuff like that,
yeah.
When they compliment my strikes, specifically my punch, because I worked really hard on my punch.
So good.
I worked really, really hard on my punch and or punches in general. And for people that I truly respect. Like, Bobby Eaton told me that I had an amazing work punch, kid.
Nice.
And I was like, you have one of the best work punches of all time, sir.
Yeah.
So for him to tell that to me was amazing. The style, like, being praised as one of the best strikers is cool, but...
you don't want to get pigeonholed?
It's not even so much... Exactly. Like, it isn't so much that, but because I feel like I can work pretty much any style.
Yeah.
You know, I can grapple. I can brawl. I can fly. I'm not the best at it, but I can. you know, I could do hardcore stuff if necessary. I've been in death matches before. No one knows this, but I have done
I do.
Them.
I saw you. I saw a promo of you with, like, the hooligans talking about a death match.
Yep. I have done several death matches, but, you know, I've had death matches with Ian Rotten and several other people. But, you know, I just want to try and be as well-rounded as I possibly can be. Even though I am primarily a striker.
Yeah. Take this time to thank Suplex City Limits for having us on their podcast channel and a great sponsor. I'm going to finish out this podcast. We got a couple minutes here. I want to ask you what it's like to get to work with these Las Vegas guys again, because I know you spent some time in Las Vegas. You bill yourself as from Las Vegas.
Yes. That is where I grew up.
Yep. What's it like to get to finally, like, work with these guys again? Probably guys you didn't think you'd get to work with a lot again. And just to be clear on who those guys are, you can give them a shout-out. You know, I think we talked about a little bit
earlier. My BWS crew, Suede Thompson, The Whirlwind Gentleman, Remy Marcel, and Jack Manley, and Jacob Austin Young. We didn't train together is the thing. Like, we didn't break in together. We actually didn't meet until several years into our respective careers. But when we did meet, we just clicked. We hit it off instantly. I actually just posted online last night, the best things in life are the things that happen organically. And there wasn't a point where any of us were like, oh, we want to be friends with this person. It just happened. And, like, the bond was, like, so strong. And I don't know why. I can't explain it, but that's just the way that it is. And whenever we see each other, like, we all light up. And it's just like, you know, like, it's just bliss. I've had the opportunity to wrestle Jake several times. He actually, the first time that I got to perform in Vegas in front of my family and friends was actually against him. It was several years in. Like,
so we're about several years later, and here we are again.
And now we get to wrestle again. I have never stepped in the ring with a gentleman until last night, and it was awesome. I hope that we get the opportunity to do it again somewhere at some point. I think they're two of the most charismatic human beings, not just wrestlers, just human beings ever. And the same could be said for Suede. Like, our match that we had last month for the No Limits title, one of my favorites that I've ever had, and definitely one of my favorites that I had here at Fully Loaded specifically.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm sure it will, but I don't know when it's going to hit YouTube. But it's definitely one to check out.
That'll probably be about, I think it's like episode 34 or 35. Just subscribe to our YouTube channel and watch all of it.
Absolutely.
And eventually you'll see this amazing match.
Absolutely.
You know, well, I think we're going to wrap it up here. I'm getting the wrap-up signal. We're like 12 minutes from when the doors are going to open to our next show here at Turmoil. So I'd like to
Which
thank...
should be the biggest crowd, right, is what I've been told. Last night was the biggest crowd to date, but tonight, as I've been told,
pre-sales
has sold more pre-sales than last night. So
let's hope so. It keeps growing.
Fingers crossed.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Money.
Thank you very
Matt
much
Cage.
For having me. Before I hop off here and throw these headphones down, for anyone that is listening to this, support indie wrestling, support Fully Loaded Wrestling,
definitely.
Because these are the grassroots. This is where the stars of tomorrow are born, and this is where the stars of today are taking place in wrestling and killing it and entertaining you, the fans. So thank you all for watching. Thank you all for listening to this, and thank you, Fully Loaded Wrestling, for having me and helping me, or excuse me, having me be one of the helping hands in your developing stages, because right now I think Fully Loaded is building and branding something very, very special that cannot be found anywhere else in the country.
Well,
it's a very, very diverse and excellent roster that cannot be found anywhere except for here, and you guys are doing something very, very special, and I'm very happy to be a part of it here in the, you know, at the ground floor.
Right, well, thank you very much. Again, shout out to Mob Run Productions and Sound and Suplex City Limits channel. Thank you. Hey.
Thank you.
That was fun.
Put money on it.
All right.
All right. Well, that was a very enjoyable interview with Matt Cage. Great guy. He basically spent the entire time talking about other people than himself because he just loves independent wrestling, loves the people he works with, and wants to push them.
Yeah, he's awesome that way. Also, after we're done blabbing here about all this stuff, check out the little bit we did with Rob Page waiting for Matt Cage. It'll be at the end of the podcast. You can just quick little snippet.
Oh, we're not going to start it with it? We should start it with it. Five-star podcast. We're not even going to edit this part out. Let's put that at the beginning. And everybody will be like, what?
All right, everyone will be confused. I said the end. Jared said the beginning. So it's going to be at the beginning and the end.
All right, cool.
Because why the hell not, right?
That's a fair assessment. Shout out to Mr. 14 Years in the Business, Rob Page. Again, thanks to Mob Run Productions and Sound. Hit them up on Facebook and Twitter. Shout out to Suplex City Limits Podcast, their awesome channel. Shout out to Spot Monkey Media, one of our awesome sponsors. And so much more. Hey, if you want to sponsor this podcast, you can reach us at FullyLoadedWrestling@gmail.com or on Facebook or on Twitter, F_L_wrestling, because Fully Loaded Wrestling was too long of a name for Twitter, and I had to come up with something, and that's what I came up with.
Yeah, well, it kind of sort of works, I guess. At Mob Run Pro, capitalize your pronouns, guys.
Speaking of works, our YouTube channel works wonderfully.
Yeah, it functions. YouTube does a good job. They do things.
You can click subscribe. There's 32 episodes there currently. Maybe when this comes up, there'll be more, probably more. You can see everything from Matt Cage versus Scott Storey, Darren Corbin versus Mr. Incredible in a False Count Anywhere match, Darren Corbin versus Mr. Incredible in a triple threat, Darren Corbin versus Mr. Incredible in a street fight. Those guys have gone around and around and around.
In the not-too-distant future, you're going to see an amazing match from our last event here in Detroit Lakes between Matt Cage and Jacob Austin Young, and holy shit, was that good. Also, the night before that, Friday night, Jacob Austin Young versus Christian Rose was amazing.
Shout out to Jacob Austin Young. Shout out to North Star Express for defending their Wrestlepalooza tag title successfully both nights of Turmoil. Thank you so much to First Wrestling and Wrestlepalooza and our third guest on this podcast, the Fully Loaded podcast, Eric Cannon, for letting us do that. And I think I should about wrap this up.
Yep, sounds good. Just keep an eye out for Fully Loaded TV on YouTube and make sure you get all of that.
Click subscribe, grab a friend, tell him to click subscribe, grab an enemy, tell him to click subscribe, threaten people if you have to. Click subscribe on our YouTube channel. And thank you so much. Thanks to Suplex City Limits. Bye.
Hey, bye-bye.
Pally. This was just for Tony. This is Rob Page, 14 years in the business.
Old fucking man over here. Fuck.
We get the ugly Rob Page. We're getting ugly Rob Page out of the way while Matt Cage gets all pretty and ready to go.
That's right. Somebody has to look fucking pretty here. Not me.
Yep. You know, he's got a face for radio, so it's perfect.
I got a perfect radio face. Horrible radio voice.
And I think that's all we're going to do with Rob Page. 14 years of the business. Just decided to come over here and be ugly on a podcast.
Yeah, he's a fucking shitbagger. Don't book him anywhere.